Vayter in Shas. We are above a Kama Daf Samach Tes. Bringing up four lines down by the word Gufa. Amar of Yochanan. Now, we discussed yesterday an idea. We're going to take it up again. Here we go. Gaz of Alona. Let's say you have a Ganav goes and he steals something. And the Bailim don't give up hope. Never give up hope. Shneimen and Michom like this. Neither one was able to be mocked. The one who stole because it's not his. The other because it's not in his rishus. If it's not in your rishus, you're not able to be makdashet. Frek the Gemara. Miyam Rabbi Yochanan. How do you really say that? If I'm Rabbi Yochanan, halacha is stam mishnah. The halacha goes according to a stam mishnah. Utinan, we've got ourselves a mishnah located in Ma'as Hasheni. Kerem Irvai. We know there's something known as Arla. First 3 years, you're not allowed to eat the fruits of a fruit, of a new fruit shtiklo, through a fruit tree or something of the sort. And the fourth year, you have to take up to Shalayim and eat over there. And the fifth year, you can eat it anywhere. But if you redeem it, you can redeem it onto money and bring the money and bring it up to Shalayim and use it over there. So the we have over here that what they used to do with Karamavoya, how you mitzainin or so, they would mitzain it. They would mark it off in a way, bekzuzo sadama. With little parts of things of dirt, they would like mark it off so people would know you have to redeem it if you want to have it. By putting these clumps of dirt over there, Simoniki Adama, it's giving him Saminu to teach you that this is like, you know, I'm hinting towards you that this is like earth. Ma Adama Ika Hana Amina, just like earth, there's Hana that you can get from it. At some point in time, Rashi says, La'achizman, b'charisha, v'zriu, k'tzira, by going and plowing it and by planting it and by being and harvesting it. When you go ahead and you redeem it, then you can go and get hana from it. Vishel Arla, and the stuff of Arla Becharsis. The stuff that was still Arla, that's still within the first 3 years, they did not let eat at all. That stuff they would mark it off with Charsis, which is like cheres, like pieces of pottery. Simona Kicharsis, the Simmons like Charsis, Ma Charsis, Shana Namina. It's like pieces of pottery that you don't get any hand off from it. Afai de les be'an nomine. So to this also, you're not allowed to get enough from it. Rishal kvaros, and areas that have kvaros are besid. They would mark it off with sid, which is a type of lime. And to make sure kohanim wouldn't go there to become tame. Simone de chivar ka'atzamos. Because the color of lime is like that of white, which is like bones. Umamche v'shofech. They would melt the lime in water and then pour it around where the grave is. Rashi says, "Mamcha sasid b'mayim v'shofech svivo sakever." Says the Gemara, "Ki heichi dinichvar tveis," said it to become very white, so it should be noticeable. Amarav Shimon ben Gamliel, pametav amemurim. What are we talking about? When will we do these markings, and why would you do them? If your stuff, no one's going to take it anyway. And it says b'shavias, it's doing shmita. That's just you hefker ubehetter hin boy nechol. It's hefker, and therefore one can come and take from it. The hefker ninu says the gemara. So we don't want people to do it. Aval b'shar shnei shavua, but in the rest times of the year, that's just shame boy and ligzol. People coming to steal yanichem biyochlu davra aser vil iteu. L'rush of Yamos. As back in the Gemara, it says, Haliteu l'rush of Yamos. That means fill up the Russia with usher stuff and let him die. In other words, you're coming by and you take my stuff, and it's really not allowed to take it, and so I'm not going to mark it off for you not to make a mistake over there. You Russia, you stealing from me? Let you die. That's Sinuyim, those that were modest, those are the people that were more chasha. What they would do is they would manichinus of us. They would leave money around the area. V'armim, they would say, "Kolan nilkat mizem chulam osalalu." Anyone else who comes in taking from this, it should come and be redeemed on these coins. Rashi says, "Alma afagav de lesser b'shusei ma'afrik v'tofe pijonu." Even though this isn't his rishus, it actually is going to work. Hold on 1 second. They stole it. It's not in your rishus anymore, and that you're saying that this would taka work. So Rav Yochanan seems to not. He goes like the Stam Mishnah here. So how come he said before that it's only when it says in Rishus he could do it? We start out by saying Amar Rav Yochanan Gaza v'lo nishay shobaylim shtei menuchom lahaktish. They're both not able to because it's not as in Rishus. But here, clearly, even not in Rishus, you're able to effect some sort of change. V'chite maman tanat snoim Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. If you want to say who's the one who's the tan of this, it's of the snoim. It's Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Says Rashi v'chite metsnoyin. Lav stamahi, it's not called the Stam Mishnah. Elav Shem Gamliel Masayim, Ba'azil Elamilsei. So maybe it doesn't hold it because it's not Stam Tana. No, Va'amar Rabbi Rechana, Rabbi Yochan, Komakim Shishan, Rabbi Shem Gamliel, B'shaseinu Allah Kamosa. Whenever we have Rabbi Shem Gamliel, is the Stam Tana in the Mishnah? Is the Tana in the Mishnah? The Allah goes according to him. Chutz mi'arev v'tzaydan raya achrona. Those are three cases that come up in three different Gemaras. Rashi points out that Lacha doesn't go like him, but otherwise Lacha does go like him, and therefore we should say that Taka he does hold like him, and therefore we're back Hadra Kushta Luduchtei. These cases are Arev is a case of a guarantor Machlokes in Baba Basra, Sidon there was a get that's given in Sidon over there, and Raya Achrona is another Machlokes that comes up in Zigimara in Sanhedrin. Army and for the Gemara, lo tema kol nilkat mizeh. He comes along. So what do we answer? Lo tema kol nilkat mizeh. Don't say the Mishnah says that the tzduim would put coins and say whatever is taken from this. Ela ema kol hamislakid mizeh. Say rather whatever will be taken from this. Whatever in the future is going to be taken from this vineyard, that's what happened. Rashi says shasidin lilkot. At the time, they said that was still in their Rishus. In fact, the Gemara, Miyam Rav Yochanan Hachiz, Rav Yochanan really say that. Vam Rav Yochanan, Rav Yochanan said, Snuim Rabbi Dosa Armu Darecha. They both said the same thing. Rabbi Dosa Nilkat Kama. Rabbi Dosa says the word straight up, Nilkat, which does not mean for future, right? So rather in the past, the time went to the Bryce, Rabbi Huda Omer, Shachris, Balabais Omer for Omer, in the Shah in the morning. The owner of the field would get up and he would say, Kol she yilaktu aniyem hayom ye hefker. Whatever the poor people are going to take today is going to be hefker. Rashi says, this is talking about le'inyan abidosa, le'inyan leket ketzir kamayri, dekai malon yol that shnei shibulim leket, shalosh eno leket, that they could gather 2 ears of corn, but not three. Most of them don't know this halacha. Lefikach tzarech balabayis lafkes. The mafkes is making sure they don't run over an iser. Rabbi Dosa Omer li tosei erev Omer. Towards the night he would say kol she liktu aniyem yehefker. Whatever the poor gathered will be hefker. So you see clearly that Rabbi Dosa says the lashon of liktu, and we know Rabbi Yochan said that stum v'Rabbi Dosa m'davrechem. So it's really liktu or not. In the future. And for the Gemara, Epoch, to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Dosa, Rabbi Dosa, Rabbi Yehuda, just switch the Shittas, Rabbi Yehuda, just switch these two over here. So Rabbi Yehuda says that Lashon, and Rabbi Dosa says Kol Shelakthu, which talks about in the future. Amai Afach the Masnisa. Why is it that you choose to go and flip around the Raisa? Afchal Rabbi Yochanan, why don't you just switch around Rabbi Yochanan's statement? Ve'em and say, Tznuin Rabbi Yehuda, they're the ones who say the Rabbi Ami said, Lo Sagya the Loma Chapach Masnisa. It anyways, doesn't work if you don't switch right the brisa. The Bahamas Nisa and Katani de Isle Rabbi Huda Brera. So it's a chance change that to Masnisa. Because we have a brisa that says Rabbi Huda holds of Brera. Vishamina and Le Rabbi Huda Ba'alma de Lesle Brera. We also learn in another place Rabbi Huda does not hold a Brera. So we kind of have to flip around the Mishnah. Brera means some sort of event that will happen in the future can be decided right now. So right now, we have a whole bunch of stuff, and we say, whatever will be, then we'll split it up. That's called Brera. Rabbi Yehuda, we know that Rabbi Yehuda does not hold a Brera, so therefore we have to make it to be. Let's reword that. According to the original way that we're reading, the first way we're reading the Brisa, Rabbi Yehuda is saying that the Baal HaSada gets up and he says in the morning, when everything he owns everything, he says, whatever the Aniyim are going to take, it's going to be that it is considered hefker, right? So at the time he's saying it, we don't know which one or what's going to happen over there, if the Neem are going to take or which ones they'll take. But he says that if they actually end up going taking it, then they're able to do it. So we hold of this concept of Brera, which is a Lemafreya Dika clarification. Retroactively, you clarify to see which one is which. So now we say, Damamas Nisikatani Disle Rabbi Yehuda Brera. But we know in another place which says that he doesn't hold a brera. When we learned in a Mishnah, although it says over here we switch it to Tzarech Lomar, the Tanya, we learned in a brisa. Beep, turn the page. Someone who goes and he takes wine, he buys wine from them goyim. Or more accurately, that's the whole question about them. Are they gay or rios? Are they real gay or him? We know that they converted. The question was their conversion a real conversion or not? So we're saying over here that the conversion was a real conversion. Someone buys wine from them. Rashi says, Be'erev Shabbos Bein Hashmashos. Before Shabbos Bein Hashmashos, K'detanya B'tosefta, V'kidei Shalav Hayom, and it became Shabbos. V'ein lo ma'al lishtos b'Shabbos. There's nothing else to drink. V'ein lo p'nai lafash. She had no time to take off Trumas and Maisos. Only they say the following. Shnei lugin sheni osad lafash. Two lug that I will take off, meaning after Shabbos, from these over here, Rashi says, Mimea, from the two, I'm sorry, from 100 lug, Harein Truma, their Truma, Asar, my Sarishon, 10 will be my Sarishon, Tisha, my Sasheni, 9 are my Sasheni, or Mechal, and then he's able to Mechal this stuff. He takes it off. He consecrates this stuff by putting it onto coins. Meshosamiyad, he's able to drink it immediately. He just has to leave over the amount that afterwards he can take off the Truma, Samaras, and all the things. Clearly, he's saying that they hold a Brera, Divrei Meir, Zagzag Rameir, Behudor, Beyotzi, Rabbi Shimon, Osun. They ask him to do such a thing, so you see that he does not hold of the Brera. Rash is the less Lebrera. Lomer Mina Chulin, who shows Truma, Maitz, Arisha, Nosam, Minot. That I'm just eating Chulin, whatever's left over in the stuff, that's going to be stuff I'm not allowed to have over here. So it can't be that he's the one in the price that we just, Amid Aleph said, that the owner of the field is going to say in the morning before he goes, whatever's going to be is going to be after. So we have to reverse this Bryce over here. In order to make it work. Army, the Gemara says, so for my Afkhis Lamas Nisan, still, why would you go ahead and why would you switch it around? Why would you go ahead and flip around this I think Masnisan, it's Masnisa, it's gotta be, like we read all along, it's Brysa. Mishum the Kasha Rabbi Huda, because you want to say it's Kasha Rabbi Huda? Hashanami Kasha Yochanan. Now you're gonna end up with the Kasha of Yochanan. Because of what he holds about prayer, the Amrit L'Rabbi Yochanan, because now you're saying to Rabbi Yochanan, Lo Teima Kola Nilkat, Ela'ima Kola Mislaket. Don't say whatever was taken, but say whatever is going to be taken. Alma is L'Rabbi, must be Yochanan L'Rabbi Yochanan. Ha Rabbi Yochanan, less L'Rabbi, but we know he doesn't own the prayer. Don't remember how to say Rabbi Yochanan, Ha'achin Shechokol L'Kuchosein. We saw this in a few places, most recently in Gittin. This is talking about if there's Yerusha, and it gets down, passed down to, you know, the siblings now, they split it up. They're considered like buyers rather than inheriting something retroactively, as we're going to see. What does that mean? That means to say is that as soon as the father dies, everything kind of gets divvied up automatically. When the father dies, everyone's getting a certain part, but they don't know which part everyone's going to get. So now, since we don't know which one everyone's going to get, if the father didn't say, this is going to you, this is going to you, this is going to you, so then it ends up being we've got ourselves a bit of an issue, because now we don't know whose land is whose. So what they do is they make themselves like there's a sale going on over there, and each one gives over to that which they don't know. Let's say five pieces of land and five sons, so each one gets one of them, but we don't know which one is allotted to who. So it's kind of like they sold each one to each other. And then what ends up happening, and then they have to return each one to the other when it comes to Yovel. Now, if really you hold a Brera, then what's the issue? We wouldn't have to say this, because then we could just say that however it gets divided afterwards, then Lemefreya retroactively, that's really what they would have gotten. They're not considered like Lekuchos, but they got exactly what's theirs, and they don't have to go back at Yovel and like redo this whole shtickle. Must be, Rav Yochanan doesn't hold a Brera, so you had a Kasha Rabbi Yehuda to flip it. Now, by flipping, you have a Kasha Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan. Ella Liyolam, the Gemara says, really? Kol HaNilkat, the way that we read it is whatever was picked, like we read it originally. So now we have a problem because the Tznuyim are not working in the world of Rav Yochanan, right? Because the Tznuyim say that it actually does work, even if you don't have the property is not in your Rishus right now, it's still going to work. Whereas Rav Yochanan said, not like that. Rav Yochanan, but he was like, Stam Mishnah, what's he going to do now? Rav Yochanan, Stam Echri Nashkach. He found another Stam Mishnah. He doesn't hold like the Stam one of Tznuyim. Rather, he holds like another Stam one that goes like him. We learned in a Mishnah. This is our Mishnah we just saw recently in Samach Beis. Amar Beis. If God of number one, then God of number two steals from God of number one, he doesn't pay Kefal. Amai, why is he didn't pay Kefal? Bishlam, God of Rishon, Lomashal, he doesn't have to pay Kefal. Bishlam leg ganav rishon l'mishal. Makes sense that the number two ganav doesn't steal from the two who steals from number one doesn't pay to him, Because v'gunav mi-beis ha'ish v'l-beis ha'ganav. It's still from the beis ha'ish, from the original owner, not from the ganav. Elo l'bailam l'sham, let him at least pay to the bailam, the original owners. Elav shma mina, ze l'fi she'en ha'shalo. Rather, must be the reason why I don't pay it, because it's not really his. That's why number two doesn't pay number one. V'zel, if he's going to be shusan, doesn't pay the original owner because it's not his rishus. So what do you see? Rav Yochanan is going on this time, Mishnah, he says that the original owner of somebody got stolen isn't able to be makdish because it's not in his rishus. Bam. Says Gemara, my chos is da'aza basar ha'istama. Why would you say to go according to that stam? Le'avit ga'ay stam in the stuim. Why does he go according to the one of the stuim and say that taka you are allowed to do outside of rishus? But the Gemara, Mishnah, the Messiah, le'kra. Because there's a pasuk that backs it up. V'ish ki yaktish is based on Kodesh Hashem. Pasuk says a person's makdish his house to become kadosh. Ma beis rishus, just like his house is in rishus. Av kol rishus, so too anything that is going to be muktash has got to be in his rishus. It can't be something that's not in his rishus. So we have a pasuk to back up that concept. Amar Abaye, I lav damar v'yochan stuin v'abidosa amar davar echad. If Rav Yochanan didn't say that the Snuyin and Rav Dosa are saying the same thing, I would have thought Snuyin is Lehud Rav Dosa. I would have thought, right, because he had said that, yeah, they were the same sheet, they hold the same thing, but I would have thought that Snuyin is Lehud Rav Dosa. That Snuyin, they hold of Rav Dosa sheet, Rav Dosa less like the Snuyin, but Rav Dosa doesn't hold of the Snuyin. What does that mean? Snuyin is Lehud Rav Dosa, Uma Beganav Avdu Rabbanan Tekante. If for Ganavim, they're able to go out and do a takan over here, they know what they're doing and they're stealing over here, but they want to stop them doing an avera, they're willing to do such a thing. That aniyim tzrich lemeimer, would you even have to say it by aniyim? And obviously they want to stop them because they don't even know they're doing the wrong thing. But Rabbi Dosa less of the snuim, Rabbi Dosa wouldn't know of the snuim. Aniyim hudav delu rabban takana, only by the aniyim did he make this takana. Aval Ganav lo delu rabban takana, that by Ganav you wouldn't go and do such a takana. And but now that you're saying that they hold of them, of each other, now okay, I get it, but I wouldn't have necessarily said such a thing. Says Gemara, Amar Rava, Ilav Dam Rabbi Yochanan snuim, Rabbi Dosa Amar Darechav. Not for the fact they said that you have Rechav, I would have thought man tanet snuim. Who is the Tanakh that taught this idea of the Snuyim? Rabbi Meir, it's Rabbi Meir. The Lav Amar Rabbi Meir, Meiser Mammon Gavahu. That belongs really to Hashem. And even so, in reference to being poded, Hashem put it in his Rishus, the person's Rishus, to have to deal with it. The Chsiv. That if a person wants to redeem some of it, he can add a fifth to it. Kari Rachmana Maisro Umosif Chamish, he calls it his Maiser, and he has a fifth. Karimavai Nami, the reference to Karimavai also. The fourth year stuff of Arla, that Gamar Kodesh Kodesh be Maiser. Rimeir learns out Gzir Shav of Kodesh Kodesh for Maiser. And says, Ksiv hacha kodesh hilulim. It says in reference to the fourth year when it comes to karmavai, the kodesh hilulim, ksiv gabi maiser. It says, by maiser, v'chol maiser, ha'aretz v'zeras, v'pri ha'etz la'ashem hu kodesh. So, what do we see? Ma kodesh, ksiv gabi maiser. Afagav the mamon gavoh, hu le'inyan pedia, ukri ha'chon v'shusei. Even though it's money considered gavoh, the reference to redemption, the Torah placed it in his own rishos. Afai kodesh nami d'chsev gabi kermavai. Also the kodesh says by them, by kermavai, the fourth year, afagav the love mamon tidei, even if it's not his money, le'inyan achule ukri ha'chon v'shusei, in reference to being redeeming it, deconsecrating it, it's put into his possession. Similarly, the concept of a person in Ganav goes and he steals it, right? He goes and he takes it, and it's not in his possession anymore. He still has the ability to go out and to be poda it. The hawk, he isay b'rishusay nami ha'lav dideyu. Because even when it's in his rishus, it's not considered really his. V'ha'matzi b'chamacha, he's able to be mochel, he's able to deconsecrate it. B'kirchulen, b'shamachi matzi macha. Therefore, he's able to do it here also. Even this guy steals it, he's not with him right now. Avagabi leket, when it comes to leket, the stuff that's for the aniyim, a cave in the Mamonidi day, since it actually belongs to him, when it's in his Rishus, then he can be mafkir, because it's a real thing that it's his, and not like the other one that we make it Kielu, it's his, even though it's not his, that we can play the game there. But here, when it is Tako, his 100%, and now this ends up happening, when it's not in Rishus, he's not able to be mafkir it. Amar Avina, Avina says, finishing it up, I laughed Amar Rav Yochanan Snuyin Rabbi Dosa Amar Dabar Echad. If not for the fact that Rav Yochanan had said that the Snuyin and Rabbi Dosa are the same, I would have thought, man Tana Snuyin, who was the Tana of the Snuyin, Rabbi Dosi. I would say it's Rabbi Dosa. Then always it's not Rabbi Dosa and the story. It's one person. And the reason we say this is that the Stam Mishnah shouldn't be a kasha on Rabbi Yochanan. Because even though he holds like a Stam Mishnah, he goes against the Stam Mishnah. He seems to be going against that, which was that of the, what the Sturim did. For Rav Yochanan, and I would have said, the Rav Yochanan, beep, turn the page. Ayin Amin Alf. Kistam Yichida Lo Amar. He doesn't say the Lacha goes with a Stam Yachid. Therefore, now that he's saying that they're saying like one, everything's good and dandy. And we're going to stop over here. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.